This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. In Grand Junction, protesters against President Trump's proposed budget bill are sitting in outside Congressman Jeff Hurd's office. CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Cars and even one bike honk their support as protesters wave signs that read, "This bill will kill and just vote no" from the sidewalk outside Hurd's office. Organizer Kate Hawthorne says it would give tax breaks to the wealthy and strip funding from Medicaid.
People will die if they don't have their Medicaid coverage. Nursing homes will be affected. Rural health care clinics will be deeply and dramatically affected to the point of having to close.
They plan to continue the sit-in for several days. Hurd's office told CPR News rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse would help strengthen Medicaid. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Safeway workers across Colorado are still on strike ahead of the 4th of July holiday. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Employees at more than 40 Safeway stores are on strike. The walkout started with just 6 stores nearly 2 weeks ago and has expanded as contract negotiations between the union and Safeway stall out. It's not clear how long the strike will last or how many stores could ultimately be affected. The union says the strike will continue to expand until a deal is struck. Strikes are popping up unannounced. Updates are rolling out on the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Facebook page. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Mostly sunny across the state for the 4th of July, though afternoon showers are possible. This is CPR News.